my friend. It's good to be in touch with you if you've been listening in for a while and now picking up on this reflection. Greg just reached me, and he and I take time occasionally to reach you, and thank you for reaching back to us. Over and over again, God continues to do that. And of course, during this Lenten season, there's a wonderful outreach from God, a reach right into our hearts and our daily lives, a reach actually right into who we are, who we are. Now, for many of us, that can be scary because we're still figuring that one out, or we don't like who we are. We feel that God might not, and that's not the truth. The wonderful truth is that God absolutely treasures us as we are. John's Gospel opens up before what we now have the third Sunday of Lent, and it's just a rich passage that's been proclaimed and will be proclaimed in churches throughout the world. Lutheran, Anglican, Roman Catholic, other churches pick up on this lectionary. The one for Sunday, the third of Lent, is John's Gospel, 2nd chapter, 13 to 25. I'm taking a little more time with Lectio Divina. In fact, I'm out in California. I just spent a little over a week in a monastery there on Big Sur. And I hope to send you a few pictures that might accompany this reflection. It's a beautiful place. It's spectacular. Much of our world, in fact, if we pause, we would say all of our world is beautiful. And indeed, we are too, just as we are. Without a cover or a face or a mask, certainly not with blacktop over us. We're very beautiful people. Spectacular. You might remember, if you're old as I am, or maybe you've listened to it on an oldie station, a beautiful old song about the fact that they paved over paradise and made it a parking lot. It was a song I remember, it may have been 60s, 70s. It was the 70s, I believe. And right now, at least, I'm listening to Joni Mitchell sing it. It's an indictment in many ways of what can happen. I mean, paradise, what a beautiful place. And indeed, the world is, and we are ourselves. But what we might say is a misuse of it, that it would be paved over. And yet, you and I can say, well, we do need places to park. And I have one right now on the side of a highway that's been paved to the hill countries of California. But Jesus, I think, speaks to the issue that's underneath what I'm trying to be whimsical about here, maybe in too whimsical, when he confronts people at a temple area at the time of Passover. Again, it's early in John's Gospel, but we hear Jesus confronting confusion. He found the temple area. Those there were selling oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as money changers seated there, and he made a whip out of a cord, and he drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and the oxen. Spilled the coins of the money changers, overturned their tables, and to those who sold doves, he said, take these out of here and stop making my father's house a marketplace. I don't know about you, but I know that Jesus did not object to marketplaces. In fact, he went to them and he spoke to people there, and Francis did, and many of our great holy women and men have found their way to where we are to speak to us right there, to our hearts, to us as we are. But Jesus is objecting to the temple being made into something it's not. He's not objecting to marketplaces or selling doves. He is objecting to a practice that makes it only occasional for people to be able to make it into holy places. He is objecting to the fact that some people don't have the money to buy these things. And he's objecting to money changing, particular to, but you don't need to hear all that. I don't need to dig there. The truth is, it's back to where we are. God loves us as we are, not paved over, not remade, and certainly not turned into something we aren't. His concern, and he goes on and says, as he turns to his disciples, and they remembered him saying, zeal for your father's house will consume me. Zeal for your house. Through Lent and through all of our life, God really invites us to lift open scriptures, and I have. And the practice, the ancient practice, is called Lectio Divina. It's holy reading. It's turning to a text, but it could be the hillside around you, or Maybe you are parked near a parking lot, so I'm not asking you to growl at her to be unhappy, but understand the fact that Jesus is asking us in this reading and us over and over again to see the truth of who we are, because he came as the truth of the Father's love for us. He shows us a new and spacious place that is the temple of the world, of our bodies, not only our churches, synagogues, mosques, but they aren't to be marketplaces, nor are you or I. And so he's really stirring things up. Some people would say, and maybe it's true, he was really angry. It feels that way, doesn't it? But why? Zeal for your house will consume me. The passage unfolds from there, and you might want to take more time with it, but I want to close this reflection because it's so rich for us to know that God is that energetic about what's important, and that he looks at you and me as places where God dwells. And he says, stop making them. The marketplaces are other things. He opens us in the world we live in, and it may not be a monastery of where I was, and you may not be in your home right now, but to the beautiful longing again that we might be the people of Lent, the new springtime that God has made us to be. We're already made in God's image. We are God's dwelling place, God's temple. And there is a ferocious God who smiles at you and me right now and says, don't pave over your paradise. Don't turn yourself into a parking lot. But do pause. Park your car as I have. Rest your body a bit. And delight in the fact that the temple of God abides in us, that God's own body is in us, that we are God's body now. And let us celebrate that this Lenten season, whether you're fasting or celebrating. Take a little time with Lexia. Open a scripture passage or look at the world around you. And hear Jesus invite you and me to read it as it is. See it. Ourselves for who we are. And even now in this Lent, rejoice. Rejoice because God is in our midst. God is transforming us now. God is inviting us to see others this way as well. Temples, abiding places, the very home of our loving God. So blessings through the rest of your Lent journey, and I'll be back on the road in a minute, but it's wonderful to be with you. Continue to take time and share our reflections with others if you wish. I'm so grateful for Greg, who takes a break from his own family so that we might do this. And you might reach us through our website and let us know if this seems to be a helpful practice, if there are other things we might be doing to open this up to for you and others. Blessings of peace, my friend. Travel your road well. Feel God present in you now. Enjoy the truth that we are God's temple.